Saturday, July 21st, 2012. Devastated, saddened, and terrified. Aurora, Colorado. In light of the recent shooting in Aurora, Colorado, I have to confess I am devastated, saddened, and terrified. I feel all of these emotions, and each in different degrees, but none quite like the victims, their families, and the community where it happened. I'm devastated because the fact that this happened is absolutely absurd and beyond my understanding. When I think about the depravity of mind and blatant disregard for the sanctity of life one must have to commit such a horrendous crime, I'm just sickened. I'm sickened that the human race can hit such a low and birth this much evil. My mind spins out of control as I attempt to fathom what the killer was thinking, what he had hoped to accomplish. I will not use his name, for he does not deserve such respect. But this non-human has joined the ranks of some of the weakest and most pathetic humans that have ever existed. I know he must have been angry or had some kind of mental disorder, but why do this? Why hurt the innocent? How could he? There was an infant in that theater. Why? 1,000 times I'll ask that question, and 1,000 times I will not have an answer. Not a suitable one, anyway. I'm devastated, as most people are. I'm saddened, obviously, for the victims and the families who lost their loved ones. Their loss is heartbreaking, and I pray that they will find comfort, somehow, some way. I'm saddened because the survivors will forever be scarred and changed from this day forward. They will no longer react the same to the sound of gunfire and loud noises. In general, they will have difficulty with crowds, stop watching shoot-'em-up movies, flinch at sudden and unexpected noises, withdrawal at various levels, and become emotionally numb among many other symptoms. They will suffer with varying degrees of post-traumatic stress disorder, with symptoms worsening as their age decreases. The media will tell you that there are 12 dead and 70 injured, but what they fail to tell you is that the families, workers, and other patrons, extended family, and the community in Aurora, Colorado, are all injured and changed from this day forward. Many who are not even present have died inside because they have lost everything. Many will question their faith. Many will turn from God. Many will seek God. Many will not recover until years later, although some will be strong and miraculously find the good in this, although on the surface that seems absurd and impossible. I'm saddened for many reasons, none of which takes precedence over another. And finally, among many emotions and effects, I'm terrified. I'm terrified that someone could walk into a movie theater armed to the extent that this man was armed. I'm terrified that someone in his state of mind could legally buy a gun. But I'm equally terrified that we live in a country that is condemning the citizens who would dare carry a weapon that could have stopped that madman with a single bullet. When I imagine a country, or a world for that matter, where the only ones who have weapons are the criminals and crazies, I am absolutely terrified. There is no confidence, only fear when we are left helpless before criminals who will do anything to get guns, and anything once they have them. And so I'm terrified of the implications of this massacre and what it means for the rest of us. If we are not safe now, wait until we have less freedoms and fewer choices to protect ourselves. Unabombers, terrorists, crazies, and school shooters will always surprise us. We can't fathom the act, and so we forget how devastating the work can be. But when we are reminded, it is completely terrifying, absolutely horrifying when we are faced with what they are capable of. I truly wish we could somehow help or stop those who commit these crimes before they act out. I wish we could press rewind and fix everything. I wish this didn't happen. I wish, I wish, I wish. To the families in Aurora, I am so sorry for your loss. Words can never give what you need. Jeff Bennington.